And now, Tim Dillon is going to hell!
Thank you guys. Thanks for coming out. There's
Tim forgot to order chairs for his podcast.
I panicked. I looked at her. I'm like, are there no chairs?
Tim, I'm a professional broadcaster. I must have a chair.
Yeah. I mean, and look at what a nice chair they got
for us.
Yeah, they spared no expense. Thanks, guys, for coming out. We were worried that the venue wouldn't have huge windows with a lot of light.
Good, it did.
Peering in, but thank God.
So if this is your first AA meeting, welcome. Tim and I both have been sober for over 6 hours now.
Yes.
And we're excited to bring you here.
To spread the word of positivity.
Yes.
This is a cool... What do you think about Austin? Ron.
What do I think about Austin?
What do you think? Let's get controversial right up front.
I'm going to go this far. It's a city in Texas. Is that what we're looking for?
I got to be honest. Yeah. I concur.
Yeah. All right,
what do you... It's weird to me. It's a place you don't get.
Well, I don't normally... most places I go, there's not scooters on the sidewalk.
Right.
That I'm fucking dodging. What was the idea there? It's too safe to walk around here. You know, there's not enough minorities, so let's do something ourselves.
I will be
scooters
honest,
on the sidewalks.
Not enough minorities, but some terrifying white people. You guys, you guys have done that. You have taken your white people and really...
You've run with it.
You've spiced them up.
Yeah. Can I just say this? I don't think we need camouflage inside city limits. It gives me... It's a nerve-wracking feeling like there's some Mad Max thing that I don't understand that's going down at any second. Do I need camouflage?
Yeah, it's like everybody's a doomsday prepper.
And
it's weird because you'll walk around this place and you'll say to somebody, you'll be like, is that a homeless shelter? And they'll be like, no, it's the highest rated restaurant in the state.
Right. This is the number one difference, right, from New York and Austin.
Yeah.
Is our homeless people are sick and ill.
Yes.
Not incredibly great shape.
Right.
And able to chase you down the street looking for money.
Yeah, right.
I don't ever want to be outrun by a homeless person.
Yeah.
I want my homeless person to have a scary rash that I don't understand at all.
Here they leap off the ground.
Yes.
Like I've seen two of them literally leap up off the ground.
Yeah.
In a maneuver that I could never attempt.
Well, that's because you didn't live the Matrix, and that's what that's all about, Tim. You got Matrix homeless people here. They're just in fabulous shape. By the way, the will work for food sign, I just want to say, yes, that's the basic theory of all capitalism.
Yeah.
This is what we're all doing, working for food. So, like, when we go on a job interview, we can't say, okay, you're not hiring me. Can you give me a few bucks? No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it's amazing to watch. Yeah. I also like, they don't have a lot of, like, another thing, I was here for South by Southwest a few years ago, and I was sick. And there's, like, New York, we have a drugstore. Every other storefront is a drugstore.
Right.
But here, they don't have that here. Yeah. They have, like, apothecaries. They have, like...
Right.
Old 1950s style drug marts that close at 4 p.m.
Yeah,
and you can't get fucking Tylenol.
Right. You have a guy actually grinding up the drugs.
Yeah.
You know, we have machines to do that.
Yeah,
now.
With a mortar and pestle.
Yeah.
They have their own Uber service because I think Uber's still banned
in.
At the airport
Uber's
here?
Uber's in now, right?
Is it still good? You can't get an Uber at the airport?
Look.
Oh, they're back. Okay, good. That service you had didn't hold up?
Yeah.
That service of it was just like a witch would pull up with a van.
Yeah. It was a wagon train more than a van. Am I too much into the Western thing?
Yeah.
And by the way, is this the West or the South? You got to make up your mind. You can't have both.
Yeah. What, that's a good point.
By applause, how many people think this is the West? By applause. And how many people think they're in the South?
South is a clear winner. Clear winner.
We're in the South, yeah. Congratulations.
Clear winner.
To the Confederacy.
Yeah.
Which got the silver medal. Not a lot of people bring that up. But they silvered in the Civil War.
They did.
Congratulations,
fine.
Guys.
They did fine. They would have gotten endorsement deals, you know. Right. That's absolute. If take away nothing else from this podcast, that the Confederacy got the silver. That's what we want you guys to take away. I think barbecue, and a lot of people are going to get mad here because they base their identity on this. Sadly.
Yeah.
Tragically. I think barbecue is kind of overrated as a food. I do. Thanks, one brave person.
Right.
But I do. I mean, it's like it's eating a log. You feel like shit. You sweat for the whole day. You're burping up mesquite. They give it to you on. You eat it on like the top of a garbage can lid. You eat it like a raccoon in an alley. You wait 7 hours for a pit master. That sounds terrifying.
To carve up.
Yeah, it's very hostile. And then they give it to you, and then you just eat it crouched like by a garbage can in a field. And everybody's like, this is the best thing you'll ever have. It's like, okay, maybe.
You just turned me vegan. It just happened. I never thought I'd go that way. But I'm just going to eat small salads now for the rest of my life. But I'm going to go back to doing coke. So, you know what you have? Yes. You're going to get a little bit of both.
You were a Florida guy. When you were in Florida.
Here's what. I moved to Florida.
Yeah.
But I grew up outside of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I went to Florida. And, there's no laws there whatsoever.
Yeah. It's a wild place.
No. I smoked meth with alligators. That's how fucking weird Florida is.
See, take note, Austin. That's real cool, you know?
Yeah.
That's a real cool place. You were in like Tampa.
Yeah, I was. My drug dealer was Dusty Rhodes. I mean, this is years ago. Dusty was laying it all out on the line here. You better pay me back, brother. I mean, you didn't fuck around with him. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Red turns to green. It's an old wrestling thing. I think there's some wrestling folks that know this. But there they go. There they are.
There they are.
Yeah. It's the Von Erich family came back to life after all these years. The Von Erich family was the royalty of Texas wrestling.
Yeah.
And then Vince took them in and named them the Texas Tornado and then killed him.
I saw him.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I saw him in Madison Square Garden in one of his last matches before he died. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting stuff, Tim.
This is... That was my personal contribution.
Connection. Yeah.
What did he die? Heroin overdose.
No.
How did he die?
Old age. In the wrestling business, people just die, Tim. They don't live past 38. 38
that was it.
Is the retirement age for wrestling.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Are you still into it? Because a lot of people are still into it.
No, I'm an adult male.
Yeah.
So,
you're gonna get mad. You're gonna get mad. You're gonna lose him. Do you care? Like,
wait, you just ran down fucking barbecue in Texas, and then you're like, easy on the wrestling. We don't want to fucking lose these.
They love their smoked meat.
Yeah.
And they love their. Do you care about any? Because I don't care about any of it. Like that new movie Endgame coming out. Do you care about that?
The movie Endgame. What is this about?
The Avengers? Avengers?
I do care.
Yeah.
quite a bit. Here's what happened. Is because people are like, well, hey, why do people go to these movies? Well, because men wear backpacks now.
Right.
They just gave up growing up. They're just like, fuck growing up. I'm staying a child. I guess I have a feeling that a lot of these people keep like a little tent in their bedroom.
Yeah.
So when their friends sleep over, they have a place to go together.
It's crazy how many friends I have that are in their mid-30s.
Uh-huh.
And they get in fights about these movies, like arguments, vicious.
Who are you talking about? Mike Vecchione, Dan Soder?
Yeah.
Which one are these fucking men?
They're the ones that are doing good. Those are the successful ones.
Yeah, those are the good
ones. That's the tragedy of it. Dan's on 3 TV shows, and he still cares.
And then he gets home at night, and him and Vecchione put fucking mattresses down on the floor and drop elbows.
Wrestling buddies.
And they're going, oh. Seriously.
It's lost something now, though. I mean, it was cool when you were into it. It was cool.
Thank you very much.
Because you were on meth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was me and Bruno Sammartino, the two of us together.
And you had you opened a comedy club in Tampa.
What is this, Ron Bennington? This is your life.
You're unmasked. I'm unmasking you now. This is it. I've done my research. I went on a Wikipedia page 5 minutes ago, and I read 3 things that I'm prepared to discuss.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that you had a comedy club and comedy was cool.
Right, it's not cool anymore?
Well, I mean, it's cool, but nobody's on drugs, nobody's dying. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You were in it when people were doing blow, you were laundering money, probably not you personally, but a lot of the other places.
I'm still laundering money.
Yeah.
Right now, me and Aunt Becky are just fucking... By the way, how many people want to see Aunt Becky go to jail? By applause.
One guy. Like, yes.
Why, sir? Why would you want that?
Justice. Yes.
Real Texas justice. Yeah. That's what we're after here.
Would you like to see her fry? Where would it end? Would death penalty be too much? Prison tats. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing her get raped? Thugged up.
Okay. You know, today in Texas, they actually executed a person for a crime that took place 21 years ago.
Is that true?
21 years ago, it was a racial murder. And now, like, 21 years later, he's like, I think that was me. I'm not sure. It was a long time ago. That's fucking crazy, different now.
How do they do it? Are you doing injection now, or do you still have the chair?
It's a headlock. They put the person in a headlock, and they just squeeze and squeeze till they're dead. Now, you were asking me about my comedy club that I had in Florida during this unbelievable unmasked. Excuse me, I'm going
to
cry.
I want you guys to leave with a real...
I'm starting to sob a little bit.
Yeah, I want you guys to leave with a real, you know...
Real taste of what it's about. Dude, I've changed my name 3 times. No one's going to ever fucking know who I am. I don't know who I am anymore. You know, these aren't my fingerprints. I had to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like Florida. You just keep... I have a cousin who lives in Florida. She moves to a different town in Florida every 6 months.
Yes.
And it's always a town that sounds a lot nicer than what it is.
Right.
It's always like Crystal River or Sandy Springs. And if you go there, you're like, oh.
Right.
This is not that.
The real name would be Trailer Park Junction.
Yeah.
Watch out, everyone here has a knife.
Yeah, she said to me once, she was living in Delray Beach, and she said to me, we had lunch at a Chili's, and she said, you know, I love you and I love the family, but I love heroin. And
yeah.
I was like, where do you go from there? I get it.
Here's the thing, just before you mock it, do it, because I'll tell you right now, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, especially if you're in Florida, there's no reason not to.
Right, it cuts through the humidity.
I remember thinking
on heroin, I'm like, oh yeah, it's the spine that fucks everything up. This is so much better. Now, the young people, and I know you guys do different kind of opiates and you're doing this thing now. A little tip for you, because everyone in history has done morphine, but you're the only generation that dies.
It's a great point.
Yeah. Here's the tip, right? Stay the fuck awake. That's it. That's the end of it. No one who's awake dies. It's the lazy fucker who just drifts off and forgets to breathe. Stay awake. And I wish I could go into schools and teach that.
I think you can. I think that can be arranged.
There's some stupid rule they have about keeping me, I think, 70 yards away from any school.
That's fascism is what that is. I think it's fascism,
exactly what that is. Thanks, Hillary.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I think it's Hillary that's president, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't have cable.
I haven't heard much about the president.
No.
When you've been doing your radio show for a crazy amount of time. I talked to you the other day. You said Make-A-Wish kids would come in to do the show, and then you'd realize that it clearly had nothing to do with them.
We would get a thing that says the Make-A-Wish kid wants to come in on Titty Bar Thursday. Oh, I forgot to say I was a shock jock. And we would say, oh, yeah, sure, bring the kids in. And it would be their dad that would really... And I'm going to be honest about this. It was their weekend dad. It wasn't a dad who stayed with the family.
Yeah.
Now, I've
just
married
a guy that saw an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the weekend dad, the divorced dad, is he really the dad? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would have gotten divorced, but I like to keep my weekends free, Tim. I don't want to go to miniature golf, and I don't want to find out what you want to do this weekend, Scooter. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I stayed with your mom. Mow the lawn, dude. That's the fucking difference between me and your friends' dads. I'm in it, long haul.
Were there any Make-A-Wish dads that you thought were cool dudes when they came in?
Like, no, they were Floridians. Yeah. There was
all of them were bad.
Dude, we had a giant show down in Florida, and every listener I had 8 or 9 fingers. They were always You would shake a listener's hand and just jolt back. You know what I mean? Just every time.
Just strange lizard hands.
Yes, it's a weird thing that happens. Yeah. That people that were born and raised in Florida lose at least one digit.
How? You know, do they even know how?
Or? No. They just wake up and a finger's gone, Tim. Gone. Probably black market.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. You've gotten more out of me than anyone has.
Yeah.
Can I just... Tim Dillon,
it's a
everybody.
Skill. It's
Tim
a real Dillon. Skill.
He's the rising star in comedy right now. Everybody loves him.
2 more years to live.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a rise and a fall.
And by the way, I think you're 2 years past due. So
this
is amazing.
I agree.
You're fucking...
Well, you would know. You are my biological father.
Yes.
I was going to wait till the end to bring that out.
Just because I had sex with your mom doesn't make me your father,
That's
Tim.
True. She was in Florida. She's a Florida woman.
She was in Florida. I can tell you for a fact it was anal.
Yeah.
And...
I hope so. Yeah. I hope and pray. Right.
And by the way, I was the one getting it. That's how fucking... Yeah. That's how wild me and Tim's
she
moms
was pegging
were.
Ron Bennington. Yes. That is something that I will always remember.
Yeah.
That's why I got into this business. My mother said I pegged a great broadcaster. And you...
She remembers me that way. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's a great... Yeah. She was in Florida. She was a mermaid in Florida in the Weeky Watchy.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, legit, she was. Yeah. She was real trash. This is not... She was legitimate. And truckers would go and watch these mermaids and, like, jerk off to them before strip clubs opened.
Right.
In, like, the late afternoon, early, you know. And then she would just swim around in the tank. And that was what she did. Until my grandmother went down, saw her doing this, and was like, good God, what are you doing? You are disgracing everybody.
You're going to be kidding. Look, those Weeky Watchy mermaids are fucking royalty. Down there, they're kind of the Kennedys of Florida. But what there would be like a vine, right? And it was an air hose in the vine, and they would reach over, suck on the air hose, and go back to fucking dance. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. I, jizzed quick, so I didn't see the whole show. But everyone.
It was the Nutcracker for meth heads that were. It was people smoking meth in a parking lot. Loved it.
Every once in a while, the mermaid would just pop a tit, and everybody would go crazy. But that was, are you making this up?
No, that was legit what she did. That was her job.
Holy shit.
That was her job.
Yeah. Now,
for a few years.
Yeah. And that Weeky Watchy is also where Sea Hunt was filmed back in the 1960s.
What is Sea Hunt?
Sea Hunt was a big.
This guy knows. This guy knows Sea Hunt.
What was the star of Sea Hunt's name? Lloyd Bridges. This is the Bridges brothers' dad, right? And he was a guy who was a scuba diver. But he would solve underwater crimes. And this is an amazing... It was an amazing TV show because every week somebody would cut his air hose. It was like, watch that fucker. He's going to cut your air hose. And then he did it. And they also did the Tarzan movies at the same place. But when the movie companies left, they just let the monkeys loose.
I'm still stuck on underwater crime.
Well, there's underwater crimes.
What could possibly take place underwater of a criminal nature?
Yeah. Well,
guy cutting a boat line? Or?
Yeah, there could be that kind of thing. Somebody could be stealing underwater treasures.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it was an exciting, it was an exciting show and oddly canceled mid-episode. But, you know, life, you know, it was MAGA. I mean, those were the days. That's what people loved, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to get back to now.
Yes. That is Trump. The greatness. We're trying to see if we can recapture.
Trump wants to take us back to Sea Hunt and Flipper, which was a dolphin.
MacGyver? MacGyver came later.
Yeah, MacGyver came later, but Flipper was a dolphin that solved crimes. And then these are all Florida shows. And then General Ben was a bear that solved crimes in the Everglades.
And wait a minute, Ben?
Yeah, Gentle Ben. That was his. It was Ronnie Howard's little brother. Was the star of the show? Maybe the ugliest baby that ever lived. I mean, just scary, scary fucking. But every week, this bear in the Everglades would just fucking raise up on somebody. They would fall backwards, and that would be the end of the episode.
That was the whole thing?
Yeah, it was the whole thing. So, I mean, Florida brought a lot of arts to this country, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think what they've done recently. I don't think they have anything recently. I don't think there's a new Florida show in a while that I know of.
No, well, normally what you have is bath salts pretty much ruin the arts.
Yeah.
You have, like, a guy ate another guy's face.
Those are the best headlines.
Florida Man.
Also, the bath salt headlines are always like, woman chokes pit bull.
Right.
You know, it's always very, like, it's a great visual on whatever.
There was a Florida story the other day that I just loved, that a bird kicked a man to death. He was raising some giant emu type bird, and he made the mistake of falling down. And the bird ran at him. He had these big razor claws and kicked him till he was dead.
Just kicked him to death.
Yeah. And that guy was the governor of Florida.
Yeah.
Texas is so glad there's a Florida.
Yeah, that's so
just
true.
Fucking takes the heat off of everything. Yeah. By the way, are you drinking the rainwater that they're
giving
out?
It's great. No, I love it. I had a little bit upstairs. I don't want to get too drunk on, you know, the natural world at this point in the day. But one of the things I love about Florida is people. I was at a Denny's there, and this was about 4 months ago, and the Denny's now has food that doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't even sound good. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, they have salted caramel banana cream pancake. Like, nobody even would ever want this. And people in Florida will go and house a serving of that and then do a Marlboro Red 100 right outside. Yeah. And there's something so beautiful about watching somebody do 100, not even a regular cigarette.
Yeah.
Which takes a while. 100 takes 3 minutes to smoke and to just stand there and really go for it.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still recent. Recently, you could still smoke in the restaurant during the meal. And, you know.
That was an amazing time.
Yeah, those times are gone. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. You said in your comedy club there was so much smoke, you would see somebody on stage who would have smoke coming out of his mouth, but he wasn't even smoking.
Yes, my comics would be breathing in so much cigarette and cigar smoke that they would be huffing it back out during the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we refused to have ventilation.
Yeah, like a big vape. They were just one whole vape. But that's okay, because secondhand smoke is bullshit. I mean, this is true.
I agree with you 100%.
Fuck you, Austin. It's true, okay? Relax. Nobody's videoing this. They're going to fucking replay it later and get you in trouble at your shitty job.
Right.
It's human resource at the WeWork next door. WeWork, you know what? You don't. I hate WeWork.
You
that's
don't
my
like
beef is WeWork. It's just rich kids who go to Coachella and they're all coked out and their father's like, let me get you an office. You've got 32,000 Instagram followers. Let's have an office, you know. Yeah. Figure out something. You should have a stapler. It'll turn it all around. I hate WeWork. Fuck you if you work at WeWork. I tweet ISIS locations of WeWork all day. And I'm like, you should see what they're doing to the prophet at this WeWork on Congress. They are really disrespecting the prophet and nothing. I think this ISIS thing kind of overblown, to be honest. All day, I hate WeWork. I hate it.
I'll just say this, Tim. You weren't made for these times.
No.
This is not.
I was made for Tampa. That's why I keep fucking. That's why I keep asking about Florida.
Yeah.
You were bowling up there. These are the kind of sports I like. Bowling, billiards.
You know what? There's a little. I just bowled a 229. I couldn't believe it before I came down. I haven't picked up a ball. Thank you very much, natural athlete.
Yeah.
You know, I met a young lady outside who told me that she, when she was 17, she came to one of my shock jock shows. Where are you, darling? I can't see in this light.
She's still alive? There she is. Oh, there you
back
are.
Here. She was 17 during, I think, was that the Let the Puppies Breathe tour that we were doing?
Wait, what?
Yes. This was the actual thing that the women had to show their tits to get in. I should also remark, this was before the Me Too movement, when we just called it the This Is Normal.
Yeah. But it was a celebration of women's bodies and independence.
Yes. Yeah. And also, I only have one line left, so you're doing it off my dick. Yeah. That was...
And that is fair. Yeah. That is fair. That people, is fair.
People always ask how you meet girls. That was my way.
Yeah. I've got one line left. You're doing it off my dick. Yeah. That's great.
And
That's a t-shirt that would sell out in Tampa in 3 minutes.
Right. You know, I had a titty bar, too. You know, I was kind of the Shark Tank guy of Tampa.
Yeah. You had all their needs covered.
Right. But I had a titty bar called the Third Trimester. And... It's specialized. I'm not one of these people who gets turned off by a woman's body. You know what I mean? I find the whole thing to be beautiful.
Yeah.
But a girl was dancing on stage at my club, and her water broke. And I said, look, we got nobody else. Just stay in.
Yeah.
Until Mercedes can get here. Mercedes, stage name. Stage name.
Yeah.
Not the real name.
And she just continued dancing.
She kept dancing until, luckily we had a girl. So
probably
second.
My mother.
Yeah.
My mother took her fin off and got on stage and started showing her tits. We love you, Mom.
Was your mom a mermaid or a shark if she had a fin?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, mermaids have fins too, don't they?
I don't think. I think they just have the tail.
Oh, I always considered that a fin.
We've, in the last couple moments, I think it was the third trimester talk, I believe we lost this audience.
Yeah, they're gone. They literally mentally left.
They're
mentally left.
Yeah, they're army crawling their way back into the street.
They're gone. They're back there at a vegan taco shop up the streets listening to poetry.
Yeah, I got news for you, Tim. I thought this was going to go a lot better.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I think these people are very tough. They're very hard.
You know what happened? It's this third person that they set the mic up for.
Kevin Hart doesn't show up. This guy doesn't come, doesn't call, nothing, no email from this guy.
I put out an extra mic for Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what, brother?
So
we're never gonna forget you.
Yeah, pour out some spring water for Nipsey Hussle.
This isn't spring; it's rain.
Yeah, rain water.
They leave these cups outside, bring them in. It's as good as any water. But why the extra mic?
I don't know. It's probably a venue decision that I didn't question. I mean, when we walked on stage, remember, we had no chairs.
We had no chairs. And I saw the thing, and I go, oh, is he doing that Dick Ventriloquism bit that he used to do?
That's what I'm going to do.
Back from open mic nights?
That's what I was going to do. I was going to slide over here, do a voice, slide back, do a voice. Who is the person that you have had call into your show the most over the years where you think about them at night and you're like, fucking, oh my God, that person, like, what person are you just completely like, is there one person where you're like, Christ, where is that person? Or do you know, because they still keep calling?
There was a guy who, he was a crank caller, and he crank called me on the night of 9/11.
No!
It is the worst
fucking... The night before it or the night of?
No, the night of. Jeez. As we're going through, people are looking, you know, because we were on local New York radio and people were looking for their relatives and stuff. And he fucking crank called that night. So I had never met him before. His name is the Radio Shark. He's a, he's a complete fucking degenerate. I mean, he's really, he's like one of the worst people ever. So I fucking, I was like so, you know, I just yelled at him and shit. I'd never met him before.
Do you remember the prank? Do you remember what
No, I really can't. Yeah. But we left. Me and Fez were on the air. And matter of fact, Gail was a little girl, and she was on just sitting in with us because I couldn't get her back home. I was running around grabbing my kids at school. And with her, you know, the trains, they shut the trains down.
Yeah.
So I just brought her to work with me. So we go to leave that night, and there was a guy, after I had yelled, because I was like, come down here, not, you know, I was like, you know, radio tough, what I like to call radio tough. And I come outside, and there was a guy that was like 6'4", just a big, beefy guy, big. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to have to fight this fucking guy.
On 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11.
You imagine the cops responding to that? Yeah. Yeah, you have no idea what's going on. A radio shock jock's beating the shit out of somebody.
No, I was going to lose this fight.
Yeah.
But my thing was, I was going to go right for his knee. I was just going to slam his knee, break his knee, and then run. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, again, Florida, training, it's unbelievable. Florida was our Vietnam. I think people in America should remember that. But here it wasn't him, and it was just a big guy who was looking for someone to connect to. And he said to me that he was as scared as a little kid. Because I'm as scared as a little kid now. And I said, well, the word is gay. That's what I said to him. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say that because you can't anymore. Yeah. And here's the thing. I was the first woke person in America. I was the first woke white guy.
On 9/11. You were the guy. 9/11, you changed. 9/11 changed you. Well, it made a lot of people mad at Arabs, not you. It made you woke.
Well, I don't think it was all Arabs, was it? How did it work out there? I know you're struggling with this.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It was probably some Jews, too, I would guess. I mean, from the YouTubes that I've watched late at night.
One of them looked like Voss.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be totally honest.
It was probably Rich Voss, if we're honest, if we're going to be really honest.
When people are like, oh, you know, you should like Jews, I go, all right, I want you to meet a guy. And his name
is
Rich.
He's the least Jewish guy, though. Like, he's...
Really?
Well, he's Jewish, but he's like, no, I've never met another Jewish guy who, like, smoked crack for years.
Dude, he's put up in this beautiful hotel, and I just saw him screaming at a desk clerk today because there's no free breakfast.
Yeah. He's got a point. He's got a pretty fucking solid point. Fuck you, Aloft.
No, he's across...
Aloft Hotel. Oh, he's in a nice... He's at the Intercontinental?
He's at the Intercontinental.
Where are you? Are you at...
Yeah, I'm at the Aloft, fucking like a scumbag.
Yeah, Aloft is a... That's a real Coke hotel. The Aloft room shouldn't be seen before 3 a.m. Like, you look at those rooms, you're like, oh, I should be looking at this on Molly at 2:30 in the morning.
There's just... at the Aloft, there's a mirror that's down and a razor there, just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
You ever do... You did Coke, right?
Yeah, for a while, yeah.
Do you ever do the thing where you're just chopping and you look down in the mirror and you see yourself?
Yeah.
Like, why? Why? Well, just one
more. I would do it off a Gin Blossom CD case.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I was a professional. Yeah. You know? Gin Blossom CD case.
Do you ever do this? You ever go on like a long run and you're fucking just fucking whacked out and the sun has already come out by the time you're driving home and you know how... Last night's clothes just feel dirty all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you stopped at a red light, and you just see a bunch of kids getting ready to get on a school bus.
Yeah, and you kidnap one of them.
No.
Absolutely.
No, Tim.
Absolutely.
No, Tim.
Absolutely. The good old days.
Yeah. Are you ever planning on being a father?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, it'd have to be a real reason. Like, there'd have to be a show or something like a reality show where like, oh, you have an Asian kid and the kid's teaching me stuff.
Dude, you can't afford an Asian kid.
That's a good point. I can afford a Florida kid. I will only be a father if I can adopt a Floridian.
Yeah.
Just a Tampa kid.
Yeah.
Just a white trash kid, 11 years old, smokes cigarettes already.
Those kids are great.
Yeah.
You know, those kids are great. They're selling
nicotine
oranges.
Nicotine stained fingers. Yeah. Dumping paprika on oranges.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
I never understood why they dumped delicious.
Spice on mangoes, but...
The thing is this...
I respect Ocasio-Cortez and her people.
AOC, I read
about
her every
fucking
day.
They love her here.
Day.
If she was outside, they would break their necks trying to get selfies with her. This whole fucking city would grind to a halt. trying to get selfies with AOC. It would be a fucking...
Why do you waste your time doing anything but Fox News? They would fucking love you.
I agree. Well, they
would love you.
We did. They canceled the show that we were all on called Red Eye at 3 a.m., which was a great show. And you see two degenerate white supremacists are in the crowd who watched it. And and it was fun because it was fun. It came on at 3 a.m. So if you were watching that, you had real problems. And, you know, me and Bonnie McFarlane would go on and pretend we knew about the news. And people would be... You know, coming down from a meth binge, working in a factory, looking at me and Bonnie like, well, those guys will figure it out.
Yeah, what was
And that got canceled. Sadly, they canceled that show.
Hard to believe.
It's shocking.
It was a time of the night there were no ratings, so how would anyone know? You know what I mean? They turn off the machines that time of night.
Yeah, I know. I just think they just said we could make more money with an infomercial. And they just played the infomercial, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... That,
you know, that one of those infomercials is where I got my legs, so God bless them for it.
Red Eye was a good show because every now and then you'd be in a green room with people that you shouldn't be near. Like, Megan, and they'd give you, like, free brownies, and I would eat, like, half of a brownie and leave it in the makeup chair, and then Megyn Kelly would be like, whose brownie is this? And I'd have to go, oh, that's mine. And she'd go, can you come take it? And I'd have to go in and take the brownie. Covered in saliva off the makeup station and sit there. And then we'd go on TV with, like, the National Security Advisor. And they'd be like, what's your plan for Syria? And I'm like, well, let me tell you.
Right.
And then you would be with all these women who were, like, Miss Tallahassee. And they'd all be nice in the green room. They'd all be like, you know, I love pageants. And my parents were independent. And then they'd turn on the cameras and they'd be like, Hillary's a devil. She eats kids and she rapes. And you'd be like, whoa. Rein it in.
I don't know. I think you guys were onto something.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was fun.
Yeah. Now, do you vote? I mean, I have no
I don't
idea.
Really, I didn't vote last election. I was flying.
Yeah.
I was flying. What am I going to vote? Like a lunatic? Get off a plane, start running around? I don't like polling stations. I'd love to, if I would vote in a restaurant, if at the end of the meal they were like, which one? I'd go, oh, okay.
That's Yelp.
I'm not going to go to the Bronx to a polling station, stand there in a gymnasium for an hour and a half, with, you know? Come on.
Apparently, then you've never voted.
I voted for Bush once and Obama once, and then I gave up because I'm like, none of it really matters. It's all kind of bullshit. And
really, even today, you don't think any of this matters.
Listen, this one's a little different, I guess. I mean, people seem to be a bit more emotional. This guy's really just kind of riffing up there. He doesn't seem to have a ton of prepared material, but.
Here's what I love about...
But he's funny. That's the problem. He's funny, so I don't know.
Here's what I love, though. For years, I mean, we would never have a New York president because people would think that New Yorkers were rude and assholes, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. But then you guys in the South, you went and picked a guy that even we think is a rude asshole con man. We were like, what the fuck? He just destroyed a casino.
Yeah.
His fucking planes fell out of the air.
Yeah.
And you guys think he can run this dump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, you know, that's the funny thing about Austin. It's like liberal, but it's still Texas, so you never know where to go with this.
Yeah.
You never know how far he can go with this material, you know?
Right.
You're like, where do we land here? Well, you know?
They're liberal. Austin is liberal until it gets to Jesus. And then they're like, hey.
Right.
Hey.
Christ
died for our sins.
And lived in Texas.
Yeah.
And owned a gun and was a pit master.
Yeah.
You got to go to Christ's Barbecue. It's a little stand in the middle of a field. It isn't a bad area. It's a 6-hour wait. You serve brisket in a coffee cup, and you eat it sitting on the ground like a pig. Welcome to our city.
Yeah. Well, here's what I love about Texas. America looks at Texas like the rest of the world looks at America. You know what I mean? We're like, are they cooler fucking creeps? We don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like I kinda...
And you're also afraid if you lived here, you'd become this and nothing else. You'd be like, well, I should do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know what I mean? There's like a comfortability to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's something cool about it. There's something cool about just saying that. And that's what's kind of cool about Florida. What's cool about Florida is like giving up at 32.
Right.
You know, just somebody who's 33 years old going, fuck this.
Well,
fuck the game.
I went to fucking Florida at like age 21 because I'm like, I'm not fucking working. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I just,
I'm not a sucker.
I just headed down there and literally started hosting wet t-shirt contests.
But that's
the
so
American
fucking
dream.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And then people would bring their kids that were sick with cancer to those contests.
Well, this is even before I got on the radio. I was just hosting.
Be like, it's always been Bobby's dream to see who wins.
By the way, if any of you have kids that want to get in the wet t-shirt game, here's
this
the
is,
fucking
before
way.
Before you judge us, it's one of our sponsors at Gas Digital. So shut the fuck up. Okay? We can't only sell CBD.
Here's the way to win every wet t-shirt contest. Come out and dance to You Shook Me All Night Long.
Yeah.
That's the fucking winning song. And the girls used to fight over it.
Oh.
They would fight to see who got that song because that song was worth $500 to their wet tits.
Now who... Oh. What a strategy. What was the next song? If they didn't get that, what would the next song be?
Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Yeah.
You had to have AC/DC to win.
Yeah, to win.
In this eight-fingered audience.
God Bless America, Kate Smith.
No.
God Bless America.
The Kate Smith thing, you know, I was from Philadelphia originally.
Yeah, what happened? She's a big racist now.
She is a... she was a racist 90 years ago. But in the 70s, she was our good luck charm and won us two Stanley Cups. But let's be honest, nothing since. But what was great...
Yeah, she's not good. If you listen to music now, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
these
not
are
good.
Terrible songs.
Rah, rah. Like, every woman then sounded like a transgender person.
Right, yes. You
it's
had
true.
To be big and brassy.
Sounded like me, Ethel Merman, her. I'm a woman. It's American baseball, and I have a vagina.
I don't think that's the lyrics, but you got it.
It was. Why read the songs?
Yeah.
They all sounded like that. They all sounded like they were on hormones for fucking 6 months.
It is true. It is true.
Women have gotten more feminine since because they were very masculine.
Yeah, I mean, she had to, you know, have a plow and then go out and sing after. I mean, it was a very.
She was Irish. I'm Irish, and Irish women age like cabbages. Like they are.
Okay.
They are very hard scrabble women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something that you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Aging like a cabbage.
Well, yeah. I mean, Irish ladies are. My grandmother had a maid named Terry. Terry was an Irish woman, real Irish. Like, all her kids had Dewey's, the other half were cops. And Terry just had varicose veins. She smoked cigarettes and ashed in a seashell. She was always bombed. She always called my grandmother when she got home and went, made it, and then just hung up the phone. She was an Irish woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? An
made
Irish
it.
Lass. Yeah, food was disgusting, boiled meats and like... No. Just filthy.
I just love the made it.
Oh,
I told you I could fucking drive drunk.
Yeah. Made
I
it.
I made it without the seatbelt on.
Yeah. She would literally, there would be the answering machine and we go beep, and then she'd go, Dottie, made it. Call me tomorrow.
Right.
Click.
They but, lived you know, on Long Island, so she'd show back up with a fucking basket of oysters.
Yeah.
Here. Beer and oysters.
She'd shove back up. She was interesting, interesting lady. Dude, what do you feel about this new thing where, like, we're looking back and going, well, that person was racist 70 years ago. We got to get rid of their shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's what happened recently with Michael Jackson. There was a documentary.
Well, he was racist.
There was a documentary where people said that he was racist, and now they're taking his music off the air. What do you feel about that?
Maybe if he would have fucked a couple black kids instead of all white.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have got behind him.
That's what I have said. Yeah. That's what I say. That documentary sucked. There was no music in it. I fast-forwarded the whole fucking thing. There was a lot of talking. I watched it on mute. And I don't know what it is. Making him look like he's a good person because he helped all these kids. Who gives a shit? We get it. He's a good guy, okay? Where are the bitches? You know he fucked a lot of hoes. Where are they?
But
there's not one bitch in that fucking thing. You know this guy was fucking hoes left and right. It's crazy.
You've got a whole new spin on this, Tim, that I didn't... I'm not hearing anywhere else, and I'm not shocked that Red Eye is off the air. after that. Let me...
would say things like that on Red Eye, and we would very seriously, like the host would be like, that's a good point.
Right.
There was nothing you could say on Red Eye that would make them...
Yeah. Now, the thing is with Michael Jackson, we all knew it. Everybody said it then.
Yes.
Everyone said he's fucking those kids.
Yes.
But no one stopped him.
Right.
And the reason why everyone in the 80s was lazy.
Yeah.
I think that was it. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but...
It's an extreme amount of laziness.
There's not a single person shocked about this
story. No one's really surprised about it. There are truthers out there, the Jackson truthers.
What's that? What do they say?
Well, they believe that this is an elaborate... Like, is there anyone here, by round of applause, and we won't... We're not going to, you know, whatever, but... Do you,
there's
is there
nothing
anyone
we
that
could
thinks,
do.
That thinks he could be innocent and it's like a setup?
Okay.
Okay.
Is there one person who's like, Mike did not do this? Mike is... All right, so I'm seeing this guy.
Yeah.
What are you saying
this guy right here. Yeah,
this guy. Yeah, he just winked at me like I think so. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything. But, you know, so we all knew it. So why didn't we care then, Tim?
I don't know. I mean, it's a great point. I wasn't alive. I was a young kid who was trying to be an actor, trying to fuck people, trying to fuck directors, and nobody, I was on Sesame Street, Elmo didn't fuck me, nobody fucked me who should have, and if you look at a photo of me back then, you'll be like, these people were crazy.
You were a cute kid?
My I peaked from 7 to 7.5, I was a fucking treat. And then at 8, it started to head in a Florida direction, and very solidly. It but headed in a mortgage broker direction around 9. Like, you look and you go, oh, that guy's going to sell houses to old people.
But you had 6 beautiful months.
I had 6 months. No, I really, I was untouched, thank God. That's why I'm broke, and, you know.
That's why you're broke, because you never had the chance to sue the church.
Because I've never had this.
I'm starting to...
What about
Speak
the,
Dylan. Yeah. I'm starting to figure out where his head's at.
Yeah, the church is a big thing. No one stops that. You talk about Michael Jackson. What about the church?
Well, you know, Jesus.
I got you.
I
That's
mean,
a fair point.
You
That's
know,
a good point.
Is Chris Stanley here? Chris, could I get a rainwater? I'm out of rainwater.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the untalented Tim Dylan,
the
Chris Stanley is here tonight.
Yeah. Our surprise guest is LaToya Jackson. So whenever she gets here to defend her brother.
I believe that at a certain point, he became LaToya.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of people say that. You've never really seen them both in the same room at the same time. Those kids might have.
Yeah. But remember, Janet is the one who was out because she showed nipple.
Yeah, she did.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Stanley.
Yeah,
here he is.
There
Chris,
you go, buddy.
Turn around and wave to everybody. Hey, look how thin he's got. Come here.
Look how thin
Chris,
he's got.
Come back here. Look how thin he's got.
Look how thin he's got.
This could be fun. For the rest of the show, he runs in place.
He's so thin.
We're on the air. You just run in place.
Yeah.
There he goes.
There he goes. Look at that. He looks great.
Yeah. I want the knees to hit the hands.
Yeah.
I really want you to go for it here.
You're running like someone that was in a car accident. You're running like my aunt who's in physical therapy.
Yeah,
now who's still there you go. Now it's better.
That's too much.
Now
she's
it's
gonna
good.
Have a heart
now
attack.
It's now it's distracting.
We gotta be careful in this Texas heat.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing a show later tonight.
Yes. Please plug it.
What is my show?
What is Ron's show?
Chris.
Ron Bennington crowdsourced at Antone's at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great.
How cool is that?
It's a format that I thought of and then never once tried.
What is the format?
I don't know. I thought that I could, because there was a lot going on, I thought maybe I could bring this whole country together.
Sure.
By figuring out where all of our opinions are. But literally, just like school, did no work on it.
Yeah.
And
sometimes those are the best things. That's how.
Yes.
Look at Trump. This is what he did, and he's now, you know, killing it.
Well, you got to—he's killing it. He is.
He's killing.
Chris, you can.
In a very literal sense.
I was only kidding about that. This kid's unbelievable. Chris
Stanley. I want to do what? How long is that? 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Was that 3 minutes? That's my fitness goal right there. That's amazing. I'm like, this guy.
This guy got off the plane today, went straight to the gym.
But you look angry now. This is what's great.
Yes, that is true.
No, listen. Underneath is roiling rage. You are going to kill a person, but you're going to look great doing it. You're going to strangle a woman in a hotel room, but you're going to look phenomenal while you do it.
We've all done that, Tim.
Yeah.
It's called love.
Yeah.
Now, but, I just figured out that's not Chris Stanley. That's Vito. Vito, everybody.
Yeah.
Now,
I was just about to say, I thought it was interchangeable. You just used whatever name.
Vito is a greasy Italian.
Yeah.
And his family kills other people for money. Is that how it works out? Yeah. So he was born and raised Italian in New York. And I don't know whether you ever saw The Godfather.
I have.
But his mom was in The Godfather.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. My mom was a mermaid.
Yeah, this is...
Everybody's mom was cool.
But your mom wasn't
a real
mermaid.
Listen, I can believe. What was your mom in The Godfather?
Hold on, into the microphone while you lie.
Yeah, that was right where I lived, Jones Beach, Long Island.
That was my mom.
When the
turnstile.
The one who shut the thing and dropped.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought that was a dude.
No, that was my mom. She was.
I'm sorry.
Italian,
I haven't seen it in a while, but that's what we mean
Italian
about
Italian women look
the
like
masculine
dudes.
Masculine women.
Yes.
She sang as she dropped.
Yeah.
No.
Good lady, she's a little hairier than normal.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Easy.
Listen,
don't fucking chest up, all right? Leave that shit back home.
She's a good woman.
She's a good lady.
Hey, look, you gotta fold the fucking pizza to eat it the right way.
We get it, John Travolta. You're fucking practicing for a dance contest. All right, you're on edge right now. Still wears the white suit wherever he goes at night.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I like that.
White skin, maybe a shark skin
suit.
Okay.
Easy, man. This isn't your show.
All right?
Okay?
I love how aggressive he is. This is what happens. You stop eating carbohydrates. Everything's an intense thing.
Right.
I wear a white shirt every day. Every day.
It's like, have a fucking frozen yogurt.
Here's what he has. He has 42 meatballs for fucking breakfast.
Yeah, right.
Then spends the rest of his day doing Goomba sit-ups. Dude, we all have guns here, so fucking, it ain't just you, all right?
Goomba. There's Chris's, that's great. Just Vito's workout video. Goomba sit ass. Well, thanks, buddy.
Go take a fucking seat and leave Tim alone.
What is your.
Yeah.
It's still light out. This will be light forever. That's what's great about Austin. It'll be light till midnight tonight.
What is this, fucking Alaska? What's happening here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would like
a little night. Trying to make these people laugh. It's like feels like a graduation. Fucking weird University of Texas Austin bullshit graduation. Somebody getting a degree. Because they get degrees in like agriculture and all this horse shit. Stop it. You know it's true. Fucking Longhorn jerking off or whatever it is.
It's a giant tactical, it's fucking genius.
College is for losers, period. Fuck you and pay your student loans. No forgiveness. Burn in hell
for
the rest of your life because you got a degree in English, you fucking loser. Burn in hell for the rest of your life. I didn't do a student loan. I took out a subprime mortgage because I'm fucking cool. That was my fucking loan. I learned a lot.
Yeah, that's an education, no doubt about it.
Straight up.
Dude, I have an intern that she is in college for communications, right?
Yeah.
Which is basically radio or TV.
Right.
The same thing, the
mediums that are on the rise.
Right. And
could there be less of a...
This poor thing is going to fucking owe $320,000.
Because she's fucking stupid.
Right.
And I don't feel bad for her. Because she wants to be Wendy Williams and she's going to pay 400 grand to figure out that no one gives a shit.
Right.
Well, if you had kids, you do. But
yes.
If you had them now, participate in this pretend life that does exist for you.
I have outside kids.
If you had kids now.
I got a 6-month-old Puerto Rican that I'm fucking taking care of on the other side of town.
We get it. You're a hero.
Thank you.
Austin,
that's all I want to do is be appreciated.
What would you tell them? What's the major? What's the move in life?
Dude, you don't know because this shit changes so fucking fast, you know? Everything. You can't get a kid prepared for the future. What are you going to say? Take up robotics? No one knows what's going to happen.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean? I'm lucky that I'm the last person who will live a full life without there being Terminators or fucking Martians. You know what I mean? I'm going to fight. As long as I die by any hand other than a robot, I'm going to feel like I beat the game. I beat the fucking game because I wasn't a slave to them. And you know what? Here's what kills me about robots. We fucking knew it since the 1890s, right? Jules Verne fucking would write. There weren't even any machines, and he was like, robots are fucking scary. You know what I mean? He just knew in the back. And no, every movie since then goes, the robots are going to turn on you, yet these fuckers still keep making AIs.
Yeah, they don't care because they want us gone. They want to get rid of us. And
who's
they
that?
The people at the top.
The people at the top.
You keep trying to get me to fucking say shit, okay? This ain't Red Eye. Red Eye goes away. This stays. A podcast. People bring it up in 3 months. That was the other great thing about Red Eye. It was on at 3 a.m. There were no records of it. You can't find it.
Right.
Well, find Red Eye. You can't.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want on it.
So what are you saying? Who's behind these robots?
No, it's a group. It's not the Jews, because it's a group of people.
Cancel
it's
this
a group of
podcast.
Very wealthy people that may or may not be lizards.
Right.
That fucking control a lot of different things. That's
it. Oh, you were done. That was
that's it.
I thought that
that's
was the start
it.
Of a rant.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
They're the controllers and they control.
All right. So we're against them?
They haven't offered me anything. I don't know if I'm with them or against. I don't know where I am. I can't afford to, you know, not have opportunities.
Right. You need to serve the fucking
From overlords. What I've learned from I had student loans. I watched InfoWars. And what I got from, thank you, Austin, for your leadership.
Yeah.
And what I understand from that is that there are demons that are coming to get us. And I don't know how and when, but it's going to happen, and they have the machines.
And I think a lot of those kids shot in the schools were faking it. And I can't prove it.
I wish I could have gotten that gig as a kid. Yeah. I was an idiot at Sesame Street. I would have killed that fucking fake shooting gig.
I will tell you the truth. In
the last 5 minutes, we just got as offensive as possible. If you don't realize what's going on, we just go down the list of sacred cows and slaughter them.
Literally, when I was a fucking kid in high school, because we had had a couple race fights, you know.
Yeah. On the Polish versus.
No.
Okay.
And on Fridays, I always plan these keg parties during school for everybody to come in and give fucking couple bucks and, you know, make a little money for me. And I would just call the fucking local paper, and I go, I hear Friday there's going to be a race war at the school. I hope it's going to be fucking bloody. Watch out for it. And they would write it up, and then they would cancel school that day, and we were all free to enjoy our fucking youth.
Wow.
With not
now
only,
it's so fucked up. You do it now, people will show up.
Right.
Yeah.
But not only beer, but plenty of PCP for the kids that like angel dust. All right? And I also sold this fucking PCP powder. And called it THC and go like this. It's the best part of weed. You're going to enjoy this. Kids have got to be free to enjoy themselves. That's what I'm saying when you're younger.
Fuck the student loans. Yeah. Let them be free. Plug away, sir.
Well, tonight, I think the show I'm doing is Source Code. I don't know the name of it. Crowdsource. Thank you very much. You guys are all coming, right? You're coming to this show tonight. Right.
And bring the energy that you had here, a real 6 out of 10.
Now we're
going to bring that parent teacher conference energy you showed up to fucking this thing with. That win me over energy that we fucking working up here, pulling every anecdote we've ever fucking had. Jesus Christ.
Tim, you brought things out of me that no one else did. I mean, you're the next Ron Bennington. You really are.
Let's hope. Give it up for Ron Bennington, everybody. SiriusXM. Thank you guys for coming out. Have a good night.